From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. BP is giving up on diamond saws and is resorting to giant shears in its effort to cut off a bent riser pipe atop the wellhead apparatus at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. Once that pipe is severed, BP will try to place a containment device on the wellhead. BP is also drilling relief wells, which the company says are the best bet for stopping the oil gushing into the Gulf. Those wells will not be complete until August. NPR's Peter Overby reports that earlier this spring, BP argued to authorities in Canada that relief wells should not be needed in planning offshore oil wells.
Less than a month before the blowout, BP asked the National Energy Board of Canada to repeal a policy promoting relief wells as an emergency measure. The policy says that if a well blows out, the company has to be able to respond promptly with a relief well. It applies to the Beaufort Sea above the Arctic Circle, where the drilling season is short. BP and other oil companies contend that preventive technology makes the requirement unnecessary. Bharat Dixit, leader of the National Energy Board's Conservation of Resources team, says the blowout in the Gulf completely alters the board's approach to the issue. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
The White House insists there was no quid pro quo when it discussed possible administration jobs with a Colorado Democrat, Andrew Romanoff, who was considering challenging incumbent Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado. In a statement issued this morning, Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said a White House official was just seeking to determine if it was possible to avoid a costly primary battle between two supporters of President Obama. NPR's Mara Liasson has more on how the matter came to light.
A White House memo dated September 11, 2009, from Deputy Chief of Staff Jim Messina to Andrew Romanoff was released last night, but not by the White House. The Romanoff campaign attached it to an email explaining that last September, Romanoff got a call from Messina suggesting that three administration jobs might be available to him if he did not pursue his Senate race against incumbent Michael Bennett. Romanoff said he was never actually promised a job, and he went ahead with his campaign. The president's critics say the memo shows that Mr. Obama, despite his promises, is practicing politics as usual. Republicans are calling for an investigation. They say the offer to Romanoff and another similar one to Pennsylvania Senate candidate Joe Sestak might be criminal, but the White House counsel says nothing unethical or illegal occurred. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling on Israel to end its blockade of the Gaza Strip and to provide more details about the raid on ships headed for Gaza that resulted in the deaths of nine people.
The Israeli authorities must provide, as soon as possible, a full and detailed accounting of the events surrounding the incidents, including information on the detained, wounded, and killed.
Bond speaking to reporters in New York. This is NPR. Jury selection begins today in the federal corruption trial of former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports that Blagojevich was arrested a year and a half ago and indicted on sweeping federal corruption charges.
Jury selection for this trial is expected to take several days as attorneys try to find the perfect 12 jurors who will be the final say in a case which could last 3 to 4 months. Former Governor Blagojevich and his brother Robert, his chief campaign fundraiser, are on trial together, charged with using the governor's office in an effort to sell President Obama's former U.S. Senate seat and trade state appointments and businesses for cash, campaign contributions, and jobs. Shortly after his arrest, 18 months ago, Blagojevich went on the offensive.
I will fight, I will fight, I will fight until I take my last breath. I have done nothing wrong.
For months, Blagojevich has traveled the talk show and reality show circuit proclaiming his innocence. He said repeatedly that he'll testify during his trial. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago. I was alone,
I took a ride. I didn't know. The sound of Paul McCartney performing at the White House last night, where he was honored for winning the Library of Congress's Gershwin Prize for popular song. President Obama praised McCartney and the Beatles.
The Beatles, they weren't the first rock stars. They'd be the first to say that others had opened that door for them. But they blew the walls down for everybody else.
The entertainment at the White House included a host of performers, including the Jonas Brothers, covering McCartney hits. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.